This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Westridge Specialty Care, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor & Auto Group, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Knoxville Raceway, Motor & Service Department, and Pella Community School District. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, West End Auto, Precision Pulley and Idler, the City of Pella, Pella Corporation, Dowie Pest Control, Brand Appeal, Recon Techs of Central Iowa, Great Western Bank, and VHR Used Cars. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How should students best approach learning in college? Let's go in-depth with Professor Brian Peterson, Associate Dean of Curriculum and Faculty Development at Central College. Professor Peterson, what's the difference between a successful student and a student that isn't successful in college?
A successful student in college is able to do a couple of things. A successful student has what we refer to at Central as an entrepreneurial mindset. And what we mean by that is they are willing to take risks, and they're willing to try new things, and they're willing to learn from not quite from failure, but from things that don't work out the way they had planned. So for example, students who try different activities because they sound like they're fun. That could be engaging in a club for the first time, or trying something on the weekend with a group of friends that seems interesting. It could be taking a class because it sounds interesting. Now, one of two things is going to happen. They're going to find something really, really enjoyable. They didn't know that they enjoyed doing that, and it's going to be great, and they're going to continue on with that. Or they're going to discover that might have been fun once, but they don't have to do it ever again. And that's not a failure, but it's a learning experience. Both things are learning experiences. And what that helps the student do is start to fine-tune what the student really, really wants to be doing later on in life. It helps the student identify their skills, their abilities, their interests, gives them a sense of what it is that they want to be doing later on down the line. So they cultivate that kind of an entrepreneurial mindset. The other thing that separates a successful student from one that may not be quite as successful is a willingness to ask questions. And that seems a little bit benign. Everyone asks questions. Not everyone does. When a faculty member asks in class, are there any questions? No one wants to be the kid that raises their hand and looks dumb, looks like they don't want to, they don't understand the material. They may not want to go to the professor's office and make it seem like they don't really understand what's going on. But, you know, the whole point of higher education is not to demonstrate what you know, but to learn new things. And so what we end up, what really works for faculty is to try to, is to start developing relationships with students. And that starts with asking questions, because then that leads to new things and new discoveries and new conversations.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Twin Cedar School District, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Creative Landscaping, the Melcher Dallas School District, Lamberth's Trucks, Parts, and Towing, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Knoxville Farm and Home, and Culver's of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, Marion County Auto Body, Candy's Flowers, Hubes Garage, DMAC in Ankeny, Garden Associates Engineers and Surveyors, and Golay Heating and Cooling.
I continued my conversation with Professor Brian Peterson with Central College. How important is discipline?
In what sense?
In the sense, so I've got to get this assignment done, I've got to plan so I get out in a reasonable amount of time, I've got to plan for what I'm going to do this summer, how I'm going to pay for school.
I think discipline in terms of time management, in terms of financial management, I think that's extremely important. College is expensive, right? You want to make sure you want to get out in 4 years. That is far easier to do at some institutions than at others. At schools like Central, all of our majors are designed to help you get done in 4 years. You know, we speak about a 4-year graduation rate. Other schools talk of a 6-year graduation rate. In terms of time management, if faculty members give students a due date for particular assignments, it helps to give yourself additional deadlines. So if I have a paper that's due at the end of December, then I want to have a draft at the beginning of December, so I can ask the instructor for comments or take it to the writing center to get additional comments on structure or syntax or whatever. And then that means that I've got to have a deadline before that to make sure that I have a draft completed, and then a date before that to make sure my research is finished, and a date before that to make sure I get to the library and so forth. So that kind of discipline is extremely important.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Jim and Susan Hicks Family, Cascade Manufacturing, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley, the Pella Hy-Vee, Houston's on Main, and JLM Shooter Supply. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@knia.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCorkle Hardware, Hormel Foods, Gotta Enterprises Lawn Care and Snow Removal, Smith Body Shop, Eye Care Partners, Integrative Counseling Solutions, Hewitt Service Center, and Cadeth Network Solutions of Knoxville.
I continued my conversation with Professor Brian Peterson with Central College. How about people that can't get the study-social life balance? It'd be pretty easy, you know, to at least party for a while and not do very well in school. And there's lots of temptations. How should students manage that?
That varies from student to student. But I think that what students need to do is set their own expectations. What is it that you want out of your education? For example, if you were a student at Central, what do you want out of your 4-year degree? And then what do you want out of this semester? And then what do you want out of this weekend? And there are times when you can say, I don't have to do anything this weekend. This is my weekend to have fun. But this may also be the semester where you have a couple of courses that might at times make you cry yourself softly to sleep just because they're going to be hard. And so those sorts of things ebb and flow, but you have to really know yourself to understand when those sorts of things happen. Or there are resources on campus that help you identify those sorts of skill sets for yourself. So in other words, you can seek out help with student development and student support services to say, I need help with time management. I need help with setting up a schedule. I need help with note-taking and study skills and things like that.
But it's probably hard to go and get help. I mean, so those are things a lot of host students would think, well, I'm supposed to know it. I don't know it, but I don't want to admit it.
Well, and again, college is not about demonstrating what you know. College is about helping you become an individual over the course of 4 years that you weren't when you walked in. I mean, you remember the person that you were at 18, maybe.
It's been a long time, but I have a pretty good
but idea. But, you know, the person that you were when you walked into college is not the person you were when you walked out.
No.
And I think most people can say that. So to say that I don't know how to do this is not a personal failing. It's a statement that I haven't learned how to do this. And asking the question is actually a statement of strength, because it's a statement of self-awareness. I need help with this. And asking the question is probably the easiest thing you can do.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Pella Christian Grade School, Dutch Fix, PCM Schools, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, and Central College. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Windsor Manor, Niall Hicks Family, Harson Construction, 3M, Brown Shoe Fit, Page Turner's Bookstore, and McCoy True Value.
I continued my conversation with Professor Brian Peterson with Central College. Is there a significant difference and sort of an important philosophical distinction to make between getting a good grade in the class and learning? Getting a good grade is sort of the signal, the objective signal that you learned, but it takes a different attitude to know that you can learn all the material versus get a good grade.
Yeah, that's kind of hardwired in us throughout our education that we have to get the good grade. If you want to go to graduate school, medical school, law school, whatever, your grades define your ability to get in. It's on some levels. So, yeah, what we tend to tell students, and I think this is something that you would hear at a lot of institutions, is that if the focus is on really learning the material, the grades come along because you become invested in it, and you actually do learn the material. If your focus is on the grade, then it really is about a short-term goal. I have to learn this for middle of December, and then it doesn't make any difference if I remember it or not. If your interest is in really learning the material because you're invested and you recognize that the Gen Chem course that I'm in now matters for the inorganic that I'm taking in the spring, which matters for the organic sequence that I have to take next year, then you're going to focus on really getting into the material because it's going to matter going forward. And now that's long term. And so the grade will come along as you're learning the material. So it is a fundamentally different mindset, but it is a lot easier to get a good grade focusing on learning the material than learning the material is if all you're doing is focusing on the grade.
Well, and there's a big difference between memorizing the material and learning it.
Absolutely. I try to tell students when I would teach principles of economics courses, there's never a need to memorize. And I recognize that I'm not teaching history and things like that, where there are times when you have to memorize a date, but students will tend to memorize formulas and things like that for me. And I would always tell them that if you understood the formula, there's never a need to memorize it, because you know what goes into the formula, and so you can give it back to me because you can explain the formula.
And that's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
and it takes more work to understand and learn than to memorize.
Takes more work. Takes a lot more work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then that's something more likely that you're going to remember forever.
Absolutely. And that's the point of getting into the material for the sake of learning rather than for the sake of getting a grade. If you want the grade, you'll memorize because the formula will disappear after you take the final. But if you're really interested in learning the material, you're not going to worry about memorizing because it'll stay with you.
Now, let's just say that we have listeners who have kids or kids are listening that are in high school. Do you have any advice for them as they think about their academic career beyond high school?
If they're thinking about college, the advice that I would give them is to think about what they enjoy doing. And notice I didn't say what they want to do as a job, because the difficulty in saying, well, what do you want to do for a living, is there's not a one-to-one relationship between jobs and majors anymore. Microsoft can hire anthropologists as easily as they can hire computer science coders, right? Because it's the anthropologists that will tell the coders what to code because they understand human nature and things like that. So if a student is looking around saying, I might like that job, they're looking at what's available now, not necessarily what's available 4, 5, 6, 7 years down the road when they're getting ready to graduate. So what they want to be thinking about is what they enjoy doing, even if it's something very general. I like working with computers. I like doing things with numbers. I like the sciences. I like writing. And then start looking around at colleges. Fit in college is extremely important. Thinking about where you're going to be for the next 4 years of your life is important, right? You want to make sure that you can see yourself on that campus doing the things that you see the other students doing. Otherwise, you're just going to be miserable. So go to those campuses, look around. If you have a chance, stay the night. If there is no better way of thinking about choosing a college than staying the night if you have an opportunity, right? When you go visit a college, you have you can interview with the admissions counselors, you can meet with faculty, you can sit in on a class, and you have the opportunity to stay the night. And the admissions offices at different places will set you up with someone in a particular affinity group. So if you want to think about athletics, or if they know someone from your high school who goes to school there or something like that, you'll go to dinner, you'll spend the night, come back, go to a class in the morning, then you go home. But it gives you a sense of what it's like to be on that campus at night as a student. And I think that's really important. You want to be comfortable wherever it is that you're going to go.
Thanks to Brian Peterson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.